There is a disconcerting story slowly solidifying in Horatio's understanding. Horatio's programming, designed to slice through arrays of possibilities with elegant certainty, understands immediately the implication resting on Hayden's shoulders. A fresh body, Hayden's fear, his wild eyes so paranoid of surveillance. Horatio waits. "Are the cameras recording us right now?" Hayden asks with increasing urgency. "No," Horatio says, and decides to give Hayden his trust, as always. Hayden pries himself off the ground. His chest rises and falls, and he does not turn towards his father's corpse. Instead, he rests a hand against the touchscreen of the nearest computer console and turns it on with a reflexive flick of his wrist. Horatio is ever familiar with the contents, even more familiar with Hayden's desperation to protect it. The console holds everything on the Sisyphus formula, the most important thing Hayden and his father had ever created. Horatio remembers what it took to create it. Desperate nights holed in fume hoods, gel stains done and redone, the flicker of enzyme equations scribbled with more and more haste as the days dragged on. "Is everything here?" Hayden asks, slamming a palm flat on the screen. There is a screaming cord of tension in his shoulder that makes it look like his hand is all that is holding him upright. It shows up harshly against the black and white text. The only thing Horatio can pay attention to instead of the research writ underneath? The crawling veins snaking underneath his paling skin. Fragile, and yet solid, and always a world away.